What's billed as the premier holiday lighting display in the Northeast has launched its 24th season in Springfield, Massachusetts. Bright Nights at Forest Park features Christmas and children's storybook-themed lighting displays spread along 3 miles of the city's largest park. With the exception of November 26th and 27th, when the park is closed for a road race, the lights are on every night through January 1st, 2019. A new display this year is sponsored by the Springfield Thunderbirds hockey team. It features two players passing a puck and the team's logo. On Friday, the focus shifts downtown for the annual Parade of the Big Balloons, a tree lighting, and the opening of Springfield's first outdoor ice skating rink. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke recently with Spirit of Springfield President Judy Matt about all the activity.
Once we kick it off, it's nonstop until January 1st.
Switch over to LED lighting is continuing?
We're continuing to do that. Toyland was rebulbed this year with the LED lighting, and so that's an ongoing process. As you know, we have 650,000 lights, so we do maybe $12,000, $15,000 worth a year.
I know this is always weather dependent, but what are you looking at in terms of attendance for Bright Nights this year?
Well, we're hoping that we have at least 230,000 people come through this year. It's very hard to determine, and as you just said, it's weather dependent. Our opening night last year was the largest opening night in the history of Bright Nights. We had 1,600 vehicles, and that's due to the fact that we have a rollback pricing, which is what people paid the first year, $6. So all the local people come for that, which is great. So it's a booming night.
Now, it's still a big tourist destination in terms of bus trips and things like that. I know a few years ago it was nationally ranked by a tourism group, correct?
We have been ranked by the American Bus Association as one of the 10 top holiday attractions in America.
Why is that?
Well, it's family friendly. People of all ages enjoy it. And again, it crosses all age barriers. And people like tradition. And they don't want to see a lot of change. They want it to remember it the way it was. But we have all new activities that go on. So, lots of things in the gift shop. The kids can make different stockings for free for 4 nights out of the season. We have the all the rides now, the carousel, the Santa train, giving them more things to do when they come to visit. You got to keep freshening things, not necessarily with displays, because the displays are extremely expensive to do. So doing one every couple of years is wonderful, and we're so thankful to the Thunderbirds.
And the Parade of Big Balloons, that obviously is also a holiday tradition. It's always on the Friday following Thanksgiving. And it originally started out as a way to bring people downtown to shop, right? But there's not so much downtown shopping that goes on anymore, really. What's the point of it now?
Well, again, it's a tradition. People look forward to it, and it's almost 30 years in the making. And people need these traditions, and we have... When they come downtown this year, they're not only going to be able to come into Tower Square and have many activities going on, but then they're going to be able to go over to the Mass Mutual Center, where the Festival of Trees is going to be set up. And then the parade is going to go down to MGM, where they're going to open up their ice skating rink. So there's lots to do this year.